This is the Alchemize Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Alchemize Life podcast. So as you know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and over the past couple weeks, I've been sharing my own mental health journey and kind of have teed up introducing some key players in my own life that have really helped me to enhance my own mental health and enhance my journey overall. So I'm really excited because Conrad Roncati is joining us today on the podcast. He is the founder and co-owner of Athletic CBD Oil, and we spoke back in January. And Conrad, I'm really excited to jump into the topic of mental health with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to come back on, and I'm really excited to get to talk about mental health and how CBD can help improve people's mental health, and what a better time to talk about it than this month.
Yeah, truly. So for those that did not listen to the first episode with you, and you guys, you need to go back and listen to this episode. It was the first episode released of this year in January. But for those that are listening to you for the first time, Conrad, can you just introduce Athletic CBD Oil and what's been going on since we last spoke?
Sure. So Athletic CBD is a athletic performance supplement that's CBD oil based, but we mix it with a proprietary blend of vitamins and nutrients that kind of help promote some of the benefits of CBD oil. So it's got vitamin B6, it's got glutamine, it's got magnesium, zinc, and it's an olive oil based supplement. So you take it sublingually, you take it once a day or twice a day, depending on your activity level and your body size, and it helps promote athletic recovery, reduces inflammation, it helps with nagging injuries, soreness, but it also has a lot of, because it's a CBD based product, has a lot of mental health benefits as well. It helps with sleeping, it helps with mood improvement, it's an anxiety and a stress relief. So it's a performance-based supplement for athletes, but it kind of helps, you know, with the physical and the mental side of it as well.
Yeah. And I love that so much. And it's really cool because, you know, we've been working together for a while and a lot of people have heard about Athletic CBD and have gotten it for themselves or for their partners. And it's just so cool that there's this product that has such a wide range of benefits. And I know that, like, it's kind of like my, you know how we would take like echinacea or something when we were kids, whenever you're getting sick or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like a cure-all.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what Athletic CBD has been to me over the past 6 months since I've been taking it. So I love that there is this mental health element of it in addition to the muscle recovery. So, you know, it's growing in science, all of the different studies about CBD and mental health. And since we are in Mental Health Awareness Month, how do you use CBD to enhance your mental health? I know you mentioned a couple quick things.
So the way that CBD works is it activates your body's largest neurotransmitter system. So CBD helps improve the efficiency and the performance of your body's largest like nerve cells. So it tells your body how to act. It helps direct your mood. It helps direct pain, pain points in your body. So CBD kind of helps boost all aspects of your mental and physical well-being. So the biggest thing it does from a mental health perspective is that it helps your body more efficiently and productively produce serotonin, which helps improve your overall mood. It helps with stress relief and anxiety relief. And that's how a lot of people have been taking CBD as like a general wellness supplement, is because it helps your body better regulate its most core mental functions.
Yeah. And that's so interesting. I didn't know the serotonin part of it, because I've been speaking to a lot of different doctors and scientists that speak on like hormones and gut health, and knowing now that like CBD is directly connected to serotonin, you know, that helps with so many different aspects, one of our mental health, but just like the entire function of our body, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, which is why when you know, a lot of CBD based supplements are like general like wellness supplements, and it's because it helps your body promote those most basic functions, of which producing serotonin to help regulate your moods and your hormones is one of the biggest functions of it.
Yeah, that's super cool. And my little sister actually got tested. She has autism, and she got tested and is producing no serotonin. So now I'm thinking, wow, Okay, this could be super cool as a product for her, because athletic CBD is non-psychoactive too.
Right. So because it's the non-psychoactive component of cannabis that you can, you know, it broadens the range of people who can take CBD, and it's not just restricted to states where cannabis is legal from a medical or a recreational standpoint, but it's a general wellness supplement and it doesn't have any psychoactive effects. So it's safe to give. It's why it's such a popular product coming out now for pets, because it doesn't have any of the psychoactive effects, and you can use it in balms and ingest it. And it's become like a big subsection of the CBD marketplace is giving CBD products for like specialty purposes.
Yeah. It's interesting because I got a CBD, like, I think they're like CBD treats for my dog Penny, because she gets so anxious. Oh, cool. When she gets in the car. We can't take her like anywhere without her like freaking out, but she doesn't like the taste of the pets. So I'm wondering, or not the pets, the treats. So I'm wondering if I can give her like a little squeeze of athletic CBD. Does it
translate
in that way?
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's the CBD in the treat and CBD in the oil, it's the same kind of extraction process. It's the same core product, as long as you can give the dog the olive oil. I don't know. I'm not that.
not a pet expert.
I'm not, you know, I don't know what their dietary restrictions are, but there's nothing in there that's harmful for animals.
Yeah, that's so cool. So what inspired you to connect the dots between CBD and mental health outside of like the studies that are coming up? Have you experienced a time in your life where your mental health state was really reliant on like prescription medications, or anything that's kind of like helped you to transform and utilize CBD and just lifestyle changes to enhance your own mental health?
So we started this product mostly focused on the physical benefits of it. And then as we're developing it and we started testing it, we're giving it out to people to try, you know, the people giving us anecdotes about the physical pain were ubiquitous, and it was something that we realized right away. But the more and more I talked to people, the more and more I started to hear that their favorite thing about the CBD was that it was helping curb their anxiety when they took it every morning. It was helping like kind of counteract some of the jittery effects of the coffee they were drinking, or it was actually helping them sleep better at night. So when we started to look into that more, we realized that it was just kind of giving people this, like taking the edge off or giving them the peace of mind that they didn't have. And a lot of my first, you know, anecdotal introductions to this were from athletes, for people who were saying like, I train all day, or I have a job, a full-time job, and then I train in the evening and I try to go to bed at 10:30 at night, and I'm so worked up physically and mentally and emotionally that like I have a hard time coming down. And that's when a lot of people were having a couple of glasses of wine or like taking sleeping medication, and they didn't like getting in the cycle of taking foreign substances to kind of like curb that anxiety or like bring them back down to normal. And a lot of people were saying that the CBD is the best natural way that they've found that they can kind of like come down off the emotional high of the intensity of the workout. And at the same time, people who are actively, you know, competing or in competitions, you know, have games or fights or any kind of other engagement, were feeling like the night before they were having a problem sleeping, and this was really helping them to kind of decompress. And you know, I haven't been somebody in my life who's needed to take any kind of prescription medication to deal with anxiety or depression or like sleep issues, but I can definitely say that somebody who is an entrepreneur, who works hard, who has a lot of different pursuits, that sometimes at the end of the day I have a hard time like mentally shutting down and kind of unwinding and not playing through my head everything that went on during the day that I didn't get to do or that I need to do the next day. And CBD's definitely helped in the evenings kind of like ease me into, you know, ending my day and having like this nice natural come down where going to sleep for me isn't sitting there with my eyes open in the dark, like running through all the things that I have to do, but like actually being able to fall asleep.
You guys, I had no idea that CBD helped to boost serotonin. So cool. Well, I wanted to say, because I get to talk to a lot of different thought leaders, and I'm so grateful that podcasting is a free resource that I can put out to you guys, but ultimately, it's really awesome to get your own unique support. That's why I love talking to a licensed therapist. Honestly, I have no shame admitting that I have a therapist, and my weekly appointment is something that I seriously look forward to. So I found my therapist through BetterHelp. It's an online platform that matches you with a counselor based off of your needs. You answer a series of questions related to your well-being and mental health, and then you're matched within around 24 hours, which is so cool. The directory itself is over 4,000 licensed therapists across the United States that you can match with and meet over video, text, or call. I think that this is the coolest idea and really makes counseling accessible to the masses. I'm really excited to be working with my own therapist and would encourage you guys to do the same if you've ever felt like you want someone to share with and seek counsel from outside of your partner, best friend, or family. So BetterHelp is amazing and giving you guys all 10% off of your first month if you sign up using my link. So all you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/alchemized for that 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/alchemized. Yeah, I think that that's such a big thing, especially like being an entrepreneur, you know, you wear so many different hats. And while you may not have had to go to a psychiatrist and get a prescription or be labeled as anything, there's still elements of stress, elements of anxiety, elements of worry and fear or doubt that come up just from like being a human being and running your own business. So I love that CBD has been this tool for you to really find that like middle ground and that balance.
No, it's just nice to have something that I can rely on day-to-day basis that I don't feel like is bringing something foreign into my body that can just help me kind of like regulate my mood and regulate my like sleeping patterns and help me kind of like get into a good groove. Cause if I don't get to bed till 1 a.m. and I'm up at, you know, 5:36, it just has like reverberating negative effects of my mental state all day, which is, you know, something that nobody wants to have.
Yeah. So as an entrepreneur, when you do find yourself stressed or anxious, or maybe, you know, in the state of worry, how do you deal? What else is it that you incorporate into your routine outside of CBD to just get back to that middle ground?
Well, I play a lot of soccer, and a lot of like what I, you know, a lot of the reasons that I wanted to get into CBD is because I was looking for a natural way to kind of help like with muscle recovery, with, you know, getting back to workout times faster. So soccer is a big part of how I can just focus on one thing for an hour or 2 hours a day, every couple of days that isn't work, isn't stress related. It's just like a pure enjoyment of the game. That's a big, you know, having that physical release for me is great. I also have a wonderful girlfriend, Nicole, who I always have at the end of the day to sit down and talk to me. And sometimes I feel like the best way to reduce stress and the best way to like kind of work through the things I'm going through is to actually be able to talk to somebody. She's always there to listen. And I feel like that's an important thing for people to have, is just to know that when they're stressed, when they feel like, you know, everything's coming crashing down on them, sometimes just talking to somebody else and letting them know your problems and being able to hear it out loud takes away a lot of the stress that you're feeling.
Yeah. And that's really the reason why I created this series on mental health, is because I think that when we are sharing and open and vulnerable and whatever that means to the person, that you're able to find a deeper sense of release and a deeper sense of connection. And there's this knowing and almost agreement that we're like all in this together. And that's kind of where the inspiration came to have you on the show again and to create this series.
Well, yeah, thank you. I mean, I completely sympathize with that. You know, it's sometimes it's just nice to know that there are other people like who are having the same struggles as you, who are having the same insecurities or the same stresses, and just to have somebody that you can talk to about them is incredibly important.
So what advice would you give to someone that is interested in diving deeper into CBD and specifically how it relates to our mental health and mental well-being?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to buy a product you like, take a look into it, make sure that it's something that's being, you know, naturally raised, that the hemp is, you know, being the CBD is being extracted from the hemp in appropriate ways, because it'll definitely affect the quality of the CBD. And I would start to take it once a day. You know, some people like to take it in the morning. Some people like to take it in the evening. It's better in the morning if you're looking to curb your anxiety. It's better in the evening if you're looking to fall asleep better and just kind of have like an easier unwind at the end of the day. But the best thing to do is just try it. It's not something that I would recommend, like, you stop anything else you're doing and take it. But if you start to take it, you start to feel the benefits. Well, I've definitely had a lot of experience with people who have like weaned themselves off of, you know, needing to take Advil every single day for pain, to, you know, to the point where like you only have to take it when it's really important and CBD becomes your daily supplement. So just getting out there, just trying it, just trying to incorporate it into your daily routine, you know, within a couple of days, it's amazing how much of a difference it can make.
Yeah, I love it. And that's why I use it every single day. I make a latte with it. So I'll put coffee.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, coffee, milk, well, hemp milk or oat milk, and then a dropper full of the Athletic CBD, and it has like a peppermint latte taste. It's great.
Oh, perfect.
Delicious. It's really good. So where can we find you in Athletic CBD oil?
So you can find us online at athleticcbd.com. We've also started selling in some gyms and studios in the New York, New Jersey area. We're looking to move out onto the West Coast sometime this month, and we're looking to, we're working on some relationships with a couple of nationally present gift box companies. So we're looking to expand, but the best place to find us right now, if you live anywhere other than, you know, one of the two coasts, is to find us online.
Awesome. And for everyone that's listening, if you are interested in trying Athletic CBD, you can use my code ALCHEMIZED15, and that'll get you 15% off of your purchase. And I think that's it. Conrad, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add as far as CBD and mental health?
No, thank you so much for having me. And I'm really glad that we got a chance to talk about this, because I know that a lot of people know the physical benefits of taking CBD, and the education is starting to get there, but there are some really great mental health benefits as well. And I, you know, I urge anybody who's interested to go online, do a little research, and if they'd like to, reach out to us through our website.
Awesome. Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you.